yourself. What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
All right, 11 minutes actually, gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Good morning, Lagos. Nanago Kimi.
Yes, we're not going to die for the problem. Traffic everywhere today. Petrol still no day. And Christmas Day by the corner. I don't know, never travel still. And I still day Lagos, they're making the clog up. Hammer time too never come up well. This is Pinglish. It's called Pinglish, aye?
Yeah, you have to go to the school where they teach hammer.
Yeah, so this morning we don't come together. And we go following the talk till 12 noon.
Yes, so.
Okay.
Nothing do or so.
Rau, rau. Yeah,
I love this show.
New every morning.
The craze is just renewable energy of crazy.
Excuse me, you are crazy.
It's a crazy
alone.
Thing.
You are crazy alone.
Stretch to life is a crazy somebody.
I'm virtually sane.
Yeah, and virtually. Then you are reality not
well,
sane.
Well, who sanity help? Really?
My name is Mary Anna Cohn, and of course he is...
Stretch!
To life.
That's your business.
And on the show this morning, we start off obviously with our sound offs. We sound off on everything and anything, and most importantly, issues that affect us, you, yes, you, the average person. I hate to use masses, but yes, we, the masses. Yes, somebody asked people today if you are patriotic. Well, we're not going to ask you that question.
He's going to the clinic to put plaster on where we beat.
Yes, we beat him.
We beat him.
We pee some part of his body.
We dealt with him.
Yes, Sheriff, we love you, but that's like a beat of love. You know.
Anyway. All right, let's start the show in grand style. And we're going to be sounding off. And when you listen to that, we don't let nobody comment on that. And after that, we'll start the musing. Today's musing, you need to think. Put your thinking cap on. And let us know what you think. And later.
Later what?
Later, really, buddy Thomas will be back. Don't touch it out. Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Tobi Amusu has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Mbaduba, has been arraigned before an Ogun magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep a date.
More talk, more conversations, more after this.
All right, and this is Sound Off. Well, a couple of weeks ago, we heard that there will be a new Naira note, a new Naira note denomination. So everything is going to be changed because of counterfeiting. And because at this point in time, the Naira, there was too much Naira out there. That's not unbanked Naira notes, and they needed to let everybody bring the money to the banks and stuff and stuff. The CBN spoke quite a lot on this, and that one of the advantages of what they were going to do was to stop counterfeiting. I mean, like, people were printing the Naira and making it really bad for us as a nation. And we also heard the amounts used to do this new smart move.
Snapchat.
Yes.
Sorry.
This smart move to forestall counterfeiters, that we were bringing out the technical level of the new notes you're going to be seeing, second to none. And we waited, and we waited. And the date that these notes were to be unveiled, we saw. And to many of us, we went like, okay, is this it? What we saw was the extreme creativity in the new notes. I mean, this color was taken to this one, this color was moved to that one. And we felt, some of us naysayers felt like this is too simple. But they said, don't worry, you don't know what to have put inside this. And ladies and gentlemen, less than a week down the line, we have on good authority that these new notes, these fortified notes, these counterfeit proof notes have already started being counterfeited. There are notes out there that are not this one. So I'm going to ask a question. What did we do all this for? What was this for? What was the whole measure for? Why did we spend taxpayers' money to change the color of the Naira notes?
Well, they'll tell you it's not just the color that was changed. They'll tell you they put a lot of security, you know, in it. And so it's not going to be the same thing as the previous Naira notes. But then they can also tell you that there's nothing wrong with counterfeiting because there are counterfeits. There will always be counterfeits in the system. It's just for us to be able to identify and differentiate between the real one and the fake one. But I think to answer your question, maybe Mephi is going to help us with that question. Okay. Because you know, you've asked. If you told us, because if I tell you that I'm going to take this bell from you, Stretch, and I'll give you a bell that will not ache your hand, and it's to protect your hands from aching, then I bring you a new bell.
And my elbow is aching.
Yes, and another part of your hand is aching. Then what did you succeed in doing? Just changing the bell.
And if changing that bell costs a lot of money, and you promised me that, see, don't worry, when it comes out, you will have no pain, and the pain is still there. So I'm asking, what did we do this for? Is it that something was missed? What happened? Yes, there will be counterfeits everywhere, but I mean, like, less than a week is already in circulation, less than a week after this was done. So it didn't even need time to study the new notes. It was easy to study and go to print.
I think the big question for us is, what exactly are we missing? What did we miss? I mean, many people out there will say, yes, notes would always be counterfeited, whether you like it or not. There are always these people who are there with, you know, plates to try to counterfeit it. But that's why there's a chip in the new note. Well, let's hope that they can mop up quickly these so-called counterfeit notes out of the system. We want to enjoy our new Naira notes, the new colors, and Snapchat. And that's Sound Off. I'll take it to Lagos, to Lagos. All right, it's still What's Up Lagos, 20 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. That was Sound Off. It's time for us to muse quickly this morning. Now, this is more like a brain teaser for you. So let's see how smart our listeners are, Stretch.
Okay.
Now, think thoroughly through this, because I'm going to read it out very slowly. A physically challenged man. What's wrong with my English today?
I don't know.
A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife. And a deaf man saw him. Now, how will he report the issue to the blind man? I'll take it again. A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife, and a deaf man saw him. Now, how will he report the issue to the blind man?
Okay.
This is your take-home assignment, Stretch.
Okay.
We want to hear your thoughts quickly. It's a brain tease. Think about it. A man who's, let me use the term lazily, physically challenged, or some people say he can't walk. Yes. Saw the wife of a blind man being kissed by a deaf guy. Now, how will he report this issue to the blind man? It sounds technical, but it's very easy. 0700-993-993-993-993. All the book where you don't read this year. Let's see. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. You can send us a WhatsApp message or tweet. Use the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. Or better still, you can just, do the calls. Hello, good morning, WhatsApp Lagos. Oh, sorry. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Turn off your radio. It's very, very simple. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos, Mrs. Aigbe?
What's up, Lagos?
Aigbe.
Always be Mr. Prophet.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, darling, same to you. It's not just there to be ordinary mouth.
It's not easy. You
are going to
just have to look for me and give me my gift, or else I'll come there with mobile police.
No, I look for you. I give you your gift before I go to jail.
Okay, darling. You know, our God is a God of science and wonder.
Yes, a miracle.
So that man is going to use science to talk to the blind man.
Okay. Science
now.
But
if you put one finger across the mouth, I put the second finger across the mouth
and slap it.
He will understand that two things are taking place. And then you put the other hand on his chest, pointing to the two him facing straight. Yeah.
I'm not there. I'm not there, though.
I don't understand what you're saying, but I
agree. The two him on your chest facing my son.
Okay.
The heel.
So when you put the two finger across his chest,
you will know that somebody kissed his wife.
Yeah.
Oh, very, very wonderful. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you need to go and look for Igbe.
No, she nailed it.
No, she didn't.
She finished it. I don't know if you see.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? Yes, what's up, Lagos? Princess. What's your name?
My name is Princess.
Hi, Princess. Princess. Princess, what's your blood group?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
What has that got to do with anything?
Why don't you start from there? What's your problem?
What's
your
problem?
Just give me your blood group. Let me deal
Stop
with the rest.
Stop it.
Princess, welcome. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right,
you.
So you got the answer to
How
this, right?
How do you tell this blind man that his wife was kissed by a deaf guy?
Okay, so the person who saw the action
yes.
is deaf, right?
No.
Physically
challenged.
The person who kissed the wife is physically challenged.
No, the person who kissed the wife is deaf, but the person who saw the act is physically challenged.
And the husband is blind.
Bam,
bam.
Okay, I didn't get that.
Okay, Princess.
I asked for your blog group.
Better
you see
luck
now.
Next
you see
time.
Now.
Hey, hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, good morning. I'm Okechukwu.
Okechukwu, what's up, Lagos?
Okechukwu, what's up, Lagos now? Lagos.
Yeah, Lagos. Lagos. Lagos, bam, everywhere fresh.
You vonyeze. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to go straight to the point. The question is actually easy. Since he's a deaf man that saw the physically disabled man kissing the blind man's wife.
No.
Right?
No.
Okay.
No, it is the deaf man who kissed the blind man's wife, and the physically challenged guy was watching.
Okay. A deaf man kissed the blind man's...
Stay one step ahead.
All right, so what's up, Lagos? 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are live broadcasting from Itemiyan Crescent Stretch in the studio with me. And my name is Mary Aniko. Now, before we went on the break, we gave you a little brain teaser. People are bringing all kinds of narratives to the table. I love it. But then for the benefit of those who just joined us, our musings for this morning, we're asking... A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife and a deaf man saw him. Now, how will he report the issue to the blind man? Notice the how is the question. Stretch.
Okay, and we've got some messages here. Some are saying, Morai from Lagos says, the man watching was dumb. I don't think that's an attempt to answer. This one says, good morning, what's up, Lagos? A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife while a deaf man caught them. The question, how will a deaf man report to the blind man? Meanwhile, Ms. Aigbe had given a wonderful description of signs. Please, we always love your show, Marianne. I know it's a mistake. Thank you. We love you. Yummy from Murio Kola.
Yummy, thank you very much. People twist this in different ways, but I gave you my question, so I want you to answer my question, okay? It's not a physically challenged man who kissed. It was a deaf man. Answer me.
All right, this one says, what's up, Lagos? The answer is the physically challenged man will simply talk to the blind man because he can speak and the blind man can hear. Rems from the UK. All right, let's see at the end of the show, we get to know who got it right. All right, if you have messages to send, please go ahead and do send the messages and let us know what you think. Think about it, really juggle it and think about it. Hear it again.
Yes, well, just like I said earlier on, a physically challenged man watched he watched a blind man kissed, or rather, he a physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife, and a deaf man saw him. Now, how will he, the deaf man, report this issue to the blind man? Now, on Instagram, I am Ifemi Love says, the mute person could type to the blind person. The blind person would use text-to-speech software, also called a screen reader, to hear what the mute person had typed. He now says, tactile sign language. A mute person could use sign language to sign to the blind person's hands to communicate. That's a lot. Mm. Print to palm, he says, if the person knew the print alphabet, the alphabet person could write block letters on the palm of the... Oh, my goodness. I'm Femi Love. I think that you are a very techie person. But then, I mean, this is just so difficult. It's a very simple answer.
All right, a message here says, is it deaf or dumb? Mercy from Ikoro.
So, Mercy, I'll read it again. A physically challenged man kisses the blind man's wife, and then a deaf man saw it all happen. How does the deaf man report it to the blind man? It's very simple.
So she's asking deaf or dumb. So it's deaf, not dumb, right?
No, deaf.
Are that people?
There's no dumb person.
All right. The physically challenged man tells the blind man the witness is not dumb and the blind man is not deaf. So by talking, the info will be passed. Mariah from Lagos. I didn't get the question initially.
Now you get it.
All right. Another one says, stretched. The physically challenged man will simply report what he saw. He is physically challenged. No, the physically challenged man is the one that the wife was.
Mm-mm.
Physically challenged. Okay. Yeah.
The physically challenged. It's the deaf guy that has the reporting to do.
So the physically challenged man does not mean he cannot see, hear or talk. Obinna from Surulere.
Guys, you're getting yourselves confused. Relax. Okay, relax. All of you, breathe. In, out. Okay, I'll read it again. It's very simple. Just pay attention. A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife, and a deaf guy saw it all happen. Now, how does the deaf man report it to the blind man?
You got that?
It's that simple, guys. Well, 0700-993-993-993. The phone lines are buzzing. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
And,
sir.
This is David from Ibeshore Ade.
David, good morning, sir. Yes, sir.
Miriam.
Yes.
You are making mistake. Oh.
No, we're not making any mistake. Just follow the one that we're giving
listen,
you. No. Don't cancel it. Just
listen now. The person... The blind man can hear. He can hear. So it is the dumb who cannot speak, who is reporting. So it's supposed to be dumb and not deaf.
There's no dumb person.
It is the dumb that cannot speak.
We know.
It is the deaf that cannot hear.
We know. So it's a brain teaser. We're not trying to be right or wrong here. It's a brain teaser. People are already confused. It's a brain teaser. So if you can quickly give the answer. See, that's the thing. Everybody's confused. It's a brain teaser. All you need to do is just get the answer. You see, people are beginning to get confused. Just, it's a teaser. You can twist it any way you want, but just answer the question. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Mercy, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Yeah, good morning.
How are you, Mercy?
If people just want to scatter people's brain this morning.
Go ahead, Mercy.
So, yeah, I was thinking maybe the deaf person can still speak.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you can talk to the blind man.
I see.
And blind man still here. It's just that he doesn't see.
Okay.
So, that is to my own understanding.
All right, Mercy.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Mercy, for calling. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Sorry, I can't shout. I'm actually at work.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, sorry, no one.
So, Miriam, you're actually confused us a bit. Like, you said the deaf man was the one that kissed, right?
No. You guys are not listening. The physically challenged, I start with that. The physically challenged man kissed the wife of a blind guy, and the deaf guy watched it happen. How does the deaf guy report it to the blind man?
That's by telling the blind man.
Okay.
That is all. By telling him, he's deaf, not dumb, so you just have to tell him. That's all.
More talk, news, and sports after this.
All right.
It's 11:04 on the clock, and we are still on the issue, the musing. You guys are, I love it when you guys are this agitated. I love it. It's really nice.
I like how they're confused.
You do?
I like how they're confused because it's that simple.
No, but some are seeing, they heard something else in the beginning and they didn't hear it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so let's go on. Let's read the messages we can. The deaf person will simply tell the blind man that his wife was kissed. You didn't put in your name. And this says he should convince the woman to confess her sin to the husband. The deaf man can report
with
his mouth since he's not dumb. And mercy from Lekki.
Okay.
The deaf man can speak and the blind man can hear. He just needs to speak. Tunde from Ikoyi. Another message here says, Marianne, you keep twisting the question. You keep reading a physically challenged man kissing a blind man's wife. And then you now say, is a deaf man that's kissing? Which one is it?
You guys are not listening. It's even there. It's go on Twitter. Go on Instagram. It's simple. It's the deaf guy who saw the kissing between the blind man's wife and the physically challenged man. But you guys keep hearing other things.
So the way I said it was the way he was writing it. What's up, Lagos? You guys were the ones that confused us, Joe. You can simply replay the program from the beginning. You hear where you confuse us with the characters and the role they played in the scene. You didn't even put his name. He's angry. All right, Maria, you are the one confusing us. Before the break, you said the deaf man kissed the blind man's wife. How can a physically challenged man tell the blind man that what is all? That's how he wrote that one. I saw the writing. Okay, Claire now, Marianne and Stretch. The deaf man just tells the blind man what he saw. Obinna from Surrey. Mm-hmm. All right, this one says the deaf man can talk. He's not dumb. So the deaf man says what happened to the blind man. That's all. Ruth from Oshodi, good afternoon. Good morning. Ruth is 11 now. All right, I've been having issues with the app.
Oh, with
someone
the app?
Is saying that, and the app technician.
Don't worry, they're working on it. It'll be back.
All right, someone said, good morning, Nigeria Info. What's up, Lagos? The deaf man should simply hit the physically challenged man to get the blind man's attention. The wife should then explain what happened. Dave from Lagos. The wife is the channel of the communication. Simple. Just hit him.
It's how you guys forget about the main thing.
Let me read the messages. What's up, Lagos? The answer is by miracle. And Lucia from Bilaji. Please, let me read. Please read the messages. Messages are getting hotter. What's up, Lagos? May I stress, the answer is the physically challenged person will speak to the blind man. He's physically challenged, not blind or dumb. The deaf person simply tells the blind man that his wife was kissed. Chioma from Ikeja. My name is Dari from Ogba. The deaf person needs to get an interpreter who knows sign language and can sign what the deaf person said to the blind person. Blind person is just blind.
Blind person is blind. What are you
saying? What's up, Lagos? Good morning, my people. In this case, since the husband is only blind but can hear, now to carry 2x4 and threaten the wife to tell the husband. That's what Port Harcourt. Are you a Port Harcourt? Listen, did you ever say Port Harcourt? Yeah, 2x4 is what they use. You plank the man's.
It makes
head.
A lot of sense, if you ask me. But let me save you guys from all of this stress, because Stretch and I, well, we knew the answer from the get go. But you see, that's why we told you to think thoroughly and listen carefully. I'll read it again and then we'll give you the answer. A lot of you got it right. A physically challenged man kissed a blind man's wife and a deaf man saw him. Now, how will he report the issue to the blind man? Don't forget, the physically challenged man is the one who kissed the blind man's wife and a deaf man saw him. He's deaf. He's not blind. And he can also talk. He's not mute. Now, the blind man is only blind. He can't use his eyes, but his ears are working. And also, his mouth is working. So how does the deaf man tell him? Egbo.
Brosu.
Person, don't kiss your wife.
My wife has been kissed.
You don't be saying you're not fishy, but me, I see him.
I see him. The guy kissed the guy wear red. The guy didn't hear you. Egbo.
But you guys were so confused. Too confused.
But actually, that's the mission of the riddle, actually.
It's a brain teaser. Yes. It's very easy to be confused by all of these things. But hey, I'm glad you guys tried. And the people who were crying and complaining to me, that I was confusing them. Welcome to the world.
Sorry. Mm. Say sorry.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. I'm not sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. Sorry. I'm not sorry. Next time when I say pay attention, you pay attention.
You'll be
I will be a bad teacher.
Yes. Somebody said, stand up. He said, he just stood up and said, hey. So you're standing there and say, I'm sitting in my mind. All right, it's 11:09 and we are moving on the show this lovely morning. Messages are still coming in, but I think we have capped that portion of the show. All right.
Yes, we have. All right, in a bit, we're going to go for a very, very short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about what's happening in Osun State, the triangle between former Governor Raul Aregbesola and, yes. Former Governor Ralph Aregbesola, former Governor Oyetola, and Governor Adeleke. Now, all three of them are in a triangle. Okay. There's been a debt challenge in the state. And then, of course, in Nigeria, what always happens is there's always that bulk passing. Mm-hmm. And it's gone all the way down.
The last administration left us nothing.
Yeah, well. And now we see a war of words between these three governors. Don't forget, out of the three, two are from the same political party. Mm-hmm. And Governor Adeleke, who just got into power, is from the PDP, which is the major opposition. Now, we're going to have a guest in the studio this morning to talk to us about what's happening in Osun State and what the debt situation in Osun State looks like. And if there's ever going to be an end in sight? Stay with us, we'll be right back.
At the clock is still What's Up Lagos. Yes, ladies. All right, and I know Christmas is in the air, and but I don't know if you feel Christmassy right now. I don't know if you do. I just want Harmattan to be I know it has been, they've opened the valves, but I need more. I'm just seeing dust and the sun. Please, can we have some Harmattan in Lagos? Yeah? It's like having Christmas without snow out there. Here, we need the Harmattan to come down. Please, let it come. 16 minutes past hour. Like I said, there's someone we expect in the studio to talk to. We're trying to dot the I's and cross the T's right here. While our technical crew is trying to get the sound to be optimal, we will also be asking you some questions, yeah? Your aspirations, your desires. Have you made your Christmas resolution? I mean, your New Year resolution.
Now they've never celebrated.
What do you mean it's too early? Don't you plan it?
They wait till December 31.
Who is they?
They.
No, you plan it now. They're pointing at me. I have my New Year resolution already.
I think the people who make New Year resolutions are unserious people.
If you want to insult me directly. Yeah? I'm telling you that my New Year resolution is that by the end of 2023. Before 2023, and by the end of 2023, I'll make another union resolution. That's my new resolution this year. Thank you very much. And I hope with this.
What rubbish is this?
My new year resolution is that by the end.
But did I not just say that people who make new year resolutions are unserious people, just like you?
Now you are boldly insulting people that are planning next year. So, one, I have my PVC already. I will vote and I will stay there and make sure the vote actually really counts. Then I'll leave my polling booth. If I deliver my polling booth, then my new resolution at the end of the year will be to make a new resolution by 2023 ending. So help me God. Look at me, do your face like.
What rubbish is this?
You can't rubbish my own new resolution. What is your own?
I don't do New Year resolutions. I just get better on what I did the year before. That's it.
So the way you were antagonizing me this year, you get better at it next year.
Oh, honey, you bet. You bet. The bruises will be more.
She has admitted. She said the bruises will be more.
The bruises will be more. Mm. Even if you see my back, you know what she's talking about.
Yeah.
The guests, we're trying to get the guests on.
Yes, but let's give you a background into the conversation. Now, there's been a back and forth, a feud actually, between the Osun State People's Democratic Party and the APC over a 407 billion naira debt. 407 billion naira debt. Now, don't forget, when we say the Osun APC and PDP, this includes the two previous governors and the sitting PDP governor. So now the People's Democratic Party in Osun State and the opposition, the All Progressive Congress, have continued their war of words, saying that one person is responsible for the 407.32 billion naira debt portfolio. Now, earlier, the People's Democratic Party, in a statement by its acting chairman, Dr. Adekunle Akindele, berated the ex-governor, Adeboyega Oyetola, for alleged deceitful conduct regarding his handling of the state's finances. The PDP, however, commended the state governor, Senator Ademola Adeleke, for his transparency and accountability in the management of the state affairs. The party also claimed that the Osun debt portfolio has long been shrouded in secrecy, with negative consequences for the state's finances, for investors' perceptions, and the general well-being of the people. And that Governor Oyetola, that's the former governor, remains the source of the financial and misgovernance rot in the state. Hmm. This is the basis of the conversation. Now, in response to this, Governor Oyetola had also brought his predecessor into the conversation. Yes, the All Progressive Congress had disagreed. In a statement by their media director, Kola Olabisi, they alleged that the former governor, Ralph Aregbesola, had a hand in how much debt the state was in. But let's take the former governor's response. Former governor Ralph Aregbesola on Saturday last week reacted to the statement credited to the Commissioner for Finance under the administration of the past governor, Boyega Oyetola. Now, according to his statement, Aregbesola said that two major loans he took while in office had been liquidated. He said, and I quote, they were the Sukuk loans and the other was a long-term concessionary facility by the federal government, which has long span repayment, he said. He also went on to say that the deductions are minimal and that these deductions are not ones that will infringe on the finances of the state. So again, the ball tosses back to Governor Oyetola. Hmm. Now, the situation of things is that the Oyetola government is alleging that this is some sort of a witch hunt. But then the Adeleke government is saying, you did not do a proper handover to us. And now we're beginning to see so many things that are, not necessarily right. They're saying we're picking holes. We're seeing that the coffers are empty. The people are indebted. You've given us a backlog of people to pay salaries. He employed a lot of people just before he left office. And these are some of the things that they have to deal with. So it's a back and forth between these three governors. And it leaves us with the question of, what is the fate of Osun State?
And so I look at the Oyetola government and I say I understand to a certain extent what happens in this part when one party is handing over to the same party. There is less, they don't really want to wash their dirty linen in public.
Hmm.
So I think this is coming back to bite because this is another party, he will... I mean, Adeleke will check everything.
Yes, I remember when they swore in Governor Adeleke and this issue was, brought up. I'm not talking about the debt profile, but the non-handing over and no notes, etc., etc. And I asked the question, has there really been a government that were not from the same political party that really did a proper handing over? I mean, you and I were in River State. When Governor Yusuf Nwike came in, there was no handshake across the table. It was just, they all just disappeared. And there was nobody to say, well, we're putting together a committee that will hand over all of the... Nothing happened.
So where's
the antecedent or precedent?
So I'm saying that we should get this in place in this country, that when you are changing government, even if it's the same party, there should be a stable template for everybody. It's the taxpayers' money. So
I mean, like, even in the private sector, if I'm leaving an office as a clerk and Marianne is taking over from me, the handover is compulsory.
Yes.
Because that is how the company is set up. So why will you hand over such an important role as the governor's seat and it is fuzzy? So now,
I just quickly before we go on a break, some of the things that were discovered were that some of the things in the house of the deputy governor mm-hmm. was looted.
Yeah.
It was looted all the way down to pots and pans.
We saw pictures, spoons.
Yeah. So again, if there was a proper handing over and there were committees set from on both sides, mm-hmm. we probably would not be having this conversation on the radio today. We would be talking about, well, we're looking forward to your 100 days in an office. What are you going to be doing? As opposed to the back and forth.
I'm even going further than that. I'm saying let it not be in the hands of who is taking over, who's handing over. Let us have a template nationally.
Mm.
When you're handing over, same party, different party, tick these boxes before you leave.
Yes. Yes.
So that we won't have anything to go back on like this. Tick the boxes. Where is the car? Where is this? Where's the spoon? Where's that pot?
So Stretch is saying proper inventory.
Yes. It happens in the private sector.
Why can't we do this? Even the public sector, if it happens in the private sector, why can't we have a proper inventory? Well, these questions will be answered by the Chief Press Secretary to the Governor of Osun State, who will be joining us in a bit right after the break. Stay with us. It's still the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. And if you're listening to us by any chance in Osun State, from Osun State, be part of the conversation when we come back. Minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. Still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Still talking about the Aregbesola, Oyetola and Adeleke triangle. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course. 407 billion naira. Unfortunately, our engineers are trying to work on our lines and weren't able to get the spokesperson of the Osun State government on the phone with us this morning. So we're going to let that slide. Maybe sometime in the future we'll have him back in the studio. But we're still talking about this conversation and, of course, why it's very difficult for successive governments to especially hand over to the opposition properly. We made an example of what happened in River State when the former governor, Chibike Amaechi, was supposed to hand over to Governor Nyesom Wike. We saw the same type of drama play out. And now we're seeing the same in Osun State. And then at the core of it is a lot of questions that need answers. There have been a lot of back and forth between these three governors, including the Minister of Interior, Aregbesola, who has said that he should be counted out of this particular drama, that he has nothing to do with it.
I think I will stand with him in this one because I'm
How
like
so?
4 years in between. And don't talk about me. If you had an issue to raise, you should have raised it when you took over, the way Adeleke is raising his now. If I give you a bad deal, if I hand over something bad to you, you tell me, let the world know. Don't bring it up after 4 years. It's like this administration now still blaming Goodluck Jonathan. It's gone. And we should get to the point in this country where we hold our leaders accountable. People say that a lot and some people just say it. And if you don't hold me, it's like when there's there are no rules, then I can't break anything. If I don't have, if there's no consequences, then don't say anything to me. So if someone doesn't hand over properly, what happens?
Yeah.
I saw videos of places where air conditioner, when an air conditioner was here, a kitchen that was just the shelves. The videos were there. Well, they say these were cooked up videos or whatever it is. I'm saying, what are the consequences of offense in this country? And I'm being very general now. If you do something wrong and you don't get punished, nothing happens. Then why wouldn't I do it again? So just to hand over. Even if you run a supermarket and you're bringing another person, you will see
there has to be a proper handover.
Shifts. Even you're changing shifts.
Yes.
I mean, 6 o'clock, even the lounges.
Yes.
When a lady comes, someone comes to take over from the person that served you, they will hand over.
It's simple.
It's straightforward.
Stock taking, yeah. Inventory. We have to have everything down to the teeth with in lots of detail. So that way you won't say that, oh, well, when Stretch was on duty, yeah, this got missing and that got missing.
That doesn't fly. If you did a proper.
But then again, we're asking, especially in the case of the Oyetola government, who's saying they're being witch hunted by the government under Governor Adeleke. Because this is an
rationale
unpass.
Behind it.
Yes. And why do we keep seeing these kinds of things play out under successive governments? 0700-993-993-993. That's the number for you to call. 0700-993-993-993. And if you live in Austrian State, you can be part of the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, to Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chef to life, good morning.
Morning, this is Chris. Right.
Yes, sir.
Miriam.
Yeah.
Good job you guys are doing.
Thank
for
you.
For you, let the prof take the meeting. When this guy was leaving office, you know this Awarawa way of doing things?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Chris, you understand?
Yes.
It doesn't help. It backfires at times. And mm-hmm. that is what is happening now. Because Arebe Sholana, APC, prof na APC, right? Mm-hmm. Then they just do it in a good Awarawa. Now, the new guy that come in, I hear people condemning the man. You just face your job. No, things is not done that way. So, whatever Yetola will say,
Adeleke. Like,
no, the man that left.
Arebe
Sholana.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, if the man say, hand, not the music, let Yetola face the music. Because mm-hmm. he's supposed to cry out when the man leaves, say, this and what I met ground, though. But no. So it's better for him, let him face the music. Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
But you see, I'm also wondering, will this just be another sensationalized issue, and then after a lot of noise making, nothing happens at the end of the day? Because you see, if the people of Oshun State have to get justice, then heads have to roll.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to take this matter up? And again, is it just something that will end up saying, oh, it's just witch hunting? But how do they get this money back? Because 407 billion is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money, actually.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? So sorry about that. Please call us back. So the state is indebted to the tune of 407.3 billion naira. And now, for every governor, they're saying, oh, it wasn't me. It's the man that came before me. And the man that came before the other is saying, count me out of this. I did not leave you such a debt. The only debts that I had incurred at the time, they had been liquidated, in his words, to quote him exactly. He did say those ones were liquidated. And any other one that's left is not one that would cost the state any form of financial cripple.
And
so
what does that mean in English?
It's a lot of gibberish.
Yeah.
But then we're asking, where does this leave the Oshun State people? Because this is more of like a war of words between these politicians.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos? Right. This is Mr. Osas calling from Redemption Camp.
All right, sir. Go ahead, please.
Straight to point, it's still the issue of Oshun. If you recall, if they are going to trace everything, it links to Aregbesola
mm-hmm.
and to Emiloko. If you can, I'm a veteran media man.
Mm-hmm.
If you can recall, then everywhere Emiloko installs a governor, there's a percentage. All these things are linked up to Aregbesola and Emiloko.
These are allegations.
These are allegations. We need proof. If we don't have proof,
then investigative journalism will prove these things.
Mm.
These are facts. We should. That's the only way we can better this country.
All right.
Okay.
So we have the proof on paper.
All right. So,
thank you so much.
What he's saying is that we need to do a lot more digging.
Yes.
Hello. Good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh dear, please call back. 0700-993-993-993. You could join the conversation if you're a lady. 01465-7190. It's still the triangle. It's not a love triangle. It's somewhat of a debacle between three governors, a sitting governor and two former governors. And we're asking, what is the fate of the Oshun people? We have Ngozi Okelue calling us. Ngozi, good morning. Where are you calling us from?
Good morning. I'm calling you guys from Michigan.
Hi, right,
Michigan.
How's it going in Michigan?
Right. Hi.
Ngozi, go ahead then.
Yeah. So I've been listening to your radios, and until people start getting arrested and facing justice,
mm-hmm.
these things will not stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what you guys were talking about yesterday.
Yeah.
When people throw away things from the bus, you throw trash out of the window. I remember when I came to Lagos one time and somebody did the same thing. I told her, why are you doing that? If every single one of us start throwing things out, don't you know the impact it's going to cause to the environment?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
They almost ate me up in that bus.
That's it.
They almost ate me up in that bus.
Yeah.
So it's simple things like this. I was just reading this morning on the radio. Somebody who committed, who was part of the Nazi era.
Germany,
Yeah, in Germany.
Yeah.
It's being held accountable for what she did back then.
More than 15
if we
years
don't
ago.
Start holding people accountable, things like this will continue to happen.
That's so true. So true, Ngozi.
That's the bottom line. The minute we start holding people accountable, all this nonsense we see in Nigeria will stop.
Okay.
It's because nobody's doing that.
All right, Ngozi, thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. 60 seconds for everyone, but thank you for very interesting points you made, but we have to try and see how we can take everybody's call before we wrap things up. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Chester Live? Good morning.
Pepper and Danny. Now, what's happened is this. My son has already explained. But are you hearing me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes,
yeah,
mama.
My
yes,
son
mama.
Said that this is...
Oh, mama. Mommy, call back. Please call back.
You're mama. Right. Yeah. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's
once
up?
Again,
Trent
and Miriam.
Good all morning. Right.
But first of all, Miriam, I apologize to as a special say sorry for the last program. So now,
okay,
in this one now, what Stretch have said is what is actually happening in Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the present constitution we are using is a scam.
Mm.
It encourages people to just take money anyhow and no accountability because if there's a law there, that says when you are leaving an office, even in civil service rule, like Sir says, a common clerk, if he's transferred, he or she knows he has to hand over to the person coming to take over. So this law is not there, and these are the people you give immunity when they were there.
Mm-hmm.
They pack the money anyhow, and when they are leaving, They just mess up everything. The person who is coming in does not know anything about the place. Well, who does that?
But
it is only in Nigeria they allow all this kind of thing. So until we change this 1999 constitution that accommodates a lot of thieves to operate.
All right.
You are not going anywhere.
Thank you very much.
But you see, the Constitution is a body of laws, you know, and if we don't test the laws, we can't really tell if those laws work. There's so many laws. We can't keep saying the Constitution is a scam. People have been sent to jail. Is that the same?
People have been sent to jail for what?
For example, Donyo Kupe, the DG of the Labour Party, has been tried. And of course, so again... Exactly, but the law has to be tested one way or the other. We can't just sit on the fence and say, oh, the Constitution is a scam. Unfortunately, guys, we do not have time. I would have loved to go into this conversation a lot more, but look, there's more time to talk about
we'll do this
in the future.
We will.
But then we want to say thank you to all of you who've been part of the conversation today. Well, apologies for not being able to bring our guest on. My name is Mary Ann Okon. We will be back tomorrow, same time, 10 a.m. to 12 o'clock. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram, MIMIEYO. Or you can look for Mary Ann Dikukon anywhere else.
Stretch Original on Instagram, Stretch Cool on Twitter. Follow Nigeria Info on all platforms.
It's a must.
Do that, all right? We'll be back tomorrow. Grace of God. Take care.